This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self. Welcome, sisters, to the Sistership Circle podcast. I am Tanya Lynn, and I am ready to go deep today with our guest. This is going to be a really powerful conversation, and just setting that intention right now as we've just been chatting before we went live. So let me introduce you to Brittany Reed, who is a soulful online business mentor and ceremony facilitator. Kind of like me. That's why I'm so excited about this. Holding both ends of the business and the sacredness. And this is great. So she teaches entrepreneurs how to find ease and flow in their business by working with intuitive strategy and mindset work. She cuts out the complicated and hustle and taps her clients into the energy where they are ignited with passion and alignment by using practical tools to achieve massive results in less time. Brittany is also the host of How to Be podcast, which unravels the stories that are often left out. She is diving deep into adventures of conscious life and business in a modern day society, transmuting imposed beliefs and the potency of tapping into our most natural state, which is being. The vastness of building a millionaire mindset, sitting in ceremony, and how to reconnect to manifesting our wildest dreams. I feel like I'm talking to a mirror here. So.
Yay. That's what happens, awesome. Right? When we do our thing, we attract like attracts like, right? We come together and build our circle.
You know? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I love this. And I'm just already feeling that flow and the alignment. Those words really stood out to me. And yeah, I just want to kind of dive into the deep end with you, because that's what I like to do. And whenever I find someone who's willing to do that, let's just go. And you know, yesterday, so we're filming right now. Yesterday was sew-in, and it was all about the transition from light to dark and starting to go within. And so when you said what felt really relevant for you right now is that slowing down, I said, how perfect, like what perfect timing for us to talk about that. How is this percolating for you of slowing down in business, and what's alive for you around this time of year and this topic?
Yeah. I always feel like around October is a very intense month. Like summer feels very, very intense. I find that I go and I transmit and transcend a lot of the stickiness in my being, and I'm presented with a lot more challenges at that time. It seems to be a kind of a theme of my pattern of my cycle, and October feels like that. A very emotionally charged month for me, and my grandma, my closest grandma, she had passed away on the 31st, and so it's always a time of celebration as well, because I just get reminded of the potency of our ancestors and our lineage, and I feel so incredibly blessed that I have my other grandma here right now on the other side, and I get to learn from her. But it's a very emotionally charged month, and I feel as though the stillness has been coming through since July for me. Mm-hmm. And it's a very opposite to the seasons. When we look at July, it's like in Canada, it's that, you know, sunny, hot, fiery, go, you know, create movement. But since of July, moving through a miscarriage and really, trying to figure out how I'm going to keep my head above water was the biggest thing for me. Was I didn't understand what I was going to experience. And I thought with all of the tools I had and all of the journey that I've already went through and the trust within myself that I would maybe move through it very graciously, but it was a very dark time, and the stillness is coming in at a beautiful time because we are going into that darkness. We are going into that spot, but I definitely have been finding it challenging for me to slow down in the way that I want to, and the way that my soul craves the most is to stop doing everything. But then I know that if I stop doing everything, then I'm missing out on aspects as well. And so I've been really trying to balance both and bring in the stillness as much as possible in my days and my weeks. And actually carve out time to just be, without anyone needing me or anything happening. It's a big learning point for me because I'm very great at boundaries and keeping that and having my stillness. But right now it's almost like I need it 10 times more. And so I find it a very interesting depth of where I've reached, because I feel like I've had a lot of stillness in my life, and I've cultivated that by owning my own business and owning my own time, and being able to put my stillness directly into my everyday life rather than just, you know, once like a year on a trip or something. But the stillness that is coming is like 10 times more in depth for me, and I'm trying to figure out what that still is and how that looks, because operating a business and having commitments, I'm such a loyal person and such like a I need it for also creative expression. Like, that's why I do my practice with business, is because it's for creative expression and allowing. But it's definitely a bit of a mixture of things. Yeah.
And so what are some of the things that you have done? Because I know this is so big, and especially in our culture of just busyness and doing everything. And I'm even thinking about just everything that I do in my life, but also just in the business. And so this constant, there's just so much going on all the time.
There is.
So how do we, and this is the time of year for us to create that space. So what are some of the things, you know, and I really hear in what you're saying that things are shifting and you're in an exploration of it.
Yeah.
But what are some of the things for women who are, okay, where do I kind of start with creating some space and some stillness? What would you say are some of the practices that you have implemented?
Mm-hmm. So the practices that I've implemented are, for me, I'll do it. I'll say like a few business things and then a few life things. I feel like they're all one, but they'll relate to different people. So to cultivate more stillness, I don't do anything before 10 a.m. And the mornings are like my sacred time. It's when I almost like my body's been programmed now where when I try to speak before 10 a.m., it just doesn't really work because I'm very inward, because my body knows that that's the time now, because I've been doing this ritual for quite a long time. But I'll, in the morning, that's when I find one, energetically and within our natural rhythms of each day, that is the most still time. Early in the mornings, everyone's still either sleeping and there's quietness, and there's that energetic thin veil for you to tap even deeper. And so the morning times are just me time, and that means that I do now whatever my intuition's speaking to me. Before, I used to have like a specific ritual to get in the habit and to cultivate that space. And so I find it's really important to, you know, choose one thing that makes your heart sing or that you crave to do. And then it just kind of amplifies as you keep evolving it and growing that space. So the morning time before 10 a.m. is what I do to journal, listen to either podcasts or just even music. My partner and I, it's our time to also be together. Mm-hmm. I recently started eating breakfast in the last year. So I eat breakfast now. I used to never eat breakfast in the morning, because I just wasn't hungry. But it's kind of shifts, and we start in a very Ayurvedic way. So I do a lot of Ayurvedic practices with tongue scraping and using a smoothie as like a form of gently waking up your body too, with some lemon water and that. So I've really developed out a lot of tools within that space that could be overwhelming for some people just starting out. But I think the biggest thing is cultivating that space in the morning and doing one thing for yourself. And that could literally mean sitting with your tea or your coffee in silence, just with you. Or maybe it's doing yoga or dancing. Like oftentimes we'll put on a fun song and just dance for 3 minutes just to wake up and to celebrate. I'm really big into celebrating. So I try to like, that's a form of just like dance and move and celebrate a little bit. But I'll practice my kundalini and meditation, visualizations, a lot of essential oils and crystals. So it's quite complex for someone that maybe is just beginning or trying to cultivate more stillness. But as you do one thing, you know, there will be one other thing that kind of comes along with it. And the more you do it, the more that your whole life becomes a ceremony and a blessing, because you're taking care of yourself and you're allowing that space. And then, you know, I'll pull cards some days, or based off of the season, you know, we go for walks as much as possible. We'll see in about 3 months if that's the case, because it'll be like minus 45 here. The morning practice, the reason why I always recommend the morning is because nothing can get in the way for you. You know, we all have the choice of what our mornings look like. And there's no excuses, really, truly. And that way you can get in what you want to do for yourself before the day takes off and unexpected things happen, because that's just how cycles work. Some things happen. and so the morning, cultivating that morning one is that morning non-negotiable ritual, I call it with my clients, is that non-negotiable ritual of what that looks like for you, even if it's 15 minutes or in my case, literally the entire morning. Mm. Yeah.
I love that. And what I really heard, I love that, like living, like the living ceremony, like living mm-hmm. your life as a ceremony and the blessing, and just mm-hmm. bringing a whole new level of sacredness and gratitude to your life. And I just love that. But the other piece, what I really heard, is sometimes we can get stuck in rituals that then feel like a have to, and then they become actually mindless. And what I really heard and what you shared is using your intuition of like, what feels good and what mm-hmm. am I being guided to do this morning? So perhaps there are some structures around the rituals that you do, but it's not a rigidness around that. And so really allowing, and that's because then that can take away from the space, right? But what I heard you say is by actually listening to our intuition, that creates space for what actually wants to come through.
Yeah. And based off of us as women, based off of where we're at in our cycle, creates different rituals for you. You to also amplify and understand what's going on, and listening to that is truly being solely connected with yourself and not just doing the practice because like someone told you that journaling every single day is like the way to go. It's like, well, journaling sometimes when I'm in a certain stage of my cycle feels so incredibly good and I need that, like I can feel it in my soul that I need that expression for myself. Whereas like other points of time, you know, even simply doing my hair around ovulation time is like, yes, this feels great. But other than that, it's usually just a wild, like untamed creation of whatever it is. But it's about following that so that you can actually start to deeply understand because it can become mindless. You know, I would see my parents and in particular individuals that have a really great healthy balance, and they really strongly believe in their health and taking care of their health. And I hope that everyone believes that, but that it becomes mindless. You know, they do the exact same thing every single day, which works for some people, but I don't feel like you'll get the nuggets of wisdom that are waiting for you if you keep just that rigid, like, oh, I have to do it this way. And some people need that. And it's just about allowing to, you know, allowing yourself to just be.
Yeah. And we're balancing, we're finding the integration point of being and doing. And so I think that that is important, because those of us who, like myself, love structure, but it tends to then get unhealthy in terms of control. And so we do need to shake that up and let go and surrender and allow for some new wisdom, like some new nuggets of wisdom to come through.
Yeah.
Quick little side note. What's your morning smoothie?
Oh, okay. Yeah. My morning smoothie. So I have a huge background in holistic nutrition, and plant-based culinary. Sometimes my breakfast is a little bit elaborate for the everyday person, because I'm like using all of the things, but, my body feels the most vibrant, energized and clean. Like I on a big, like, I love a feeling of freshness in my body. So it will be, spinach, like so much spinach, a lot of spinach. Mm-hmm. I love spinach. I don't think I go a day without eating it. It's a plant that my body really thrives off of. So I do spinach and either mango. I really love mangoes, although we are moving into winter. So the smoothies will change into more of like a cinnamon berry to have the warmth there. But my go-to is like literally spinach, mango. I'll put some superfoods based off of what I'm working with. And then sometimes nuts and seeds based off of also what I'm working with, in nutrition, but those two ingredients. And then sometimes putting like cucumber and mint and lemon or lime. I love cucumbers as well. And then, I always put like a plant-based protein in. I used to, just use nuts and seeds, but I found that, my body really loves extra protein and I eat plant-based. So I use, actually right now we use the vanilla Vega, that has L-glutamine in it as well. And I find that that's such a beautiful and, a beautiful supplement to take when you're wanting to heal like linings and to seal up any sort of leakage or any sort of disturbance happening in the digestive system. So I've been really, really loving that, but we'll use superfoods. I'm a superfood herbal medicine lover. So based off of the season or the cycle that we're in, I'll put some superfood in there just to amplify the nutrition content, but right. And then, there's all these toppings that go on it, because we have to make it like a smoothie bowl. Sorry. So my smoothies aren't like a drinkable smoothie. They're like ice cream. So I pretty well eat dessert in the morning.
All in a healthy way.
All in a healthy way. Yeah. We'll put fruit and sometimes oats and cacao, but making it of a smoothie bowl, because it also helps you to slowly eat. If you have to scoop it and eat it and then, you know, and then you have to do that again, so you don't shock your body as well. And, but now it's moving into the more warmer smoothies. So, but green ones are like my absolute favorite. Anything green.
Awesome. Thank you for that. You mentioned, earlier that you had a miscarriage, and I'd love for us to talk about this, because I think it is such a important topic for women, and it's not talked about enough. And yet, like, so many women either have had a miscarriage, have had an abortion. I mean, this has just been a hot topic in my life since I had my miscarriage a few years ago. So I'd love to just have you speak on this. And I know that a lot of beautiful insights and wisdom has been coming through, a lot mm-hmm. of healing from this. So would you yeah. mind hearing about your experience?
Yeah. I'll actually go back to the very moment of, I actually, a few years ago, my ex-partner and I, we ended up getting pregnant and I did have an abortion. And I was so incredibly shocked that that's what my intuition was telling me, because I have always been someone that a little kid was here with us before. And I'm like gravitating to them. Like I've always been that motherer, and I've always babysat my entire life to like being in a small town. And I was just shocked that that's what my soul was telling me. I didn't even actually, I didn't even think I would ever consider it. Like it wasn't even a thought. But based off of our situation and what he was moving through, it just wasn't an environment that I wanted to bring a child into. And it was hard because I want to be a mom. And it was incredibly challenging, but I also was following my intuition and I was following what my soul was telling me. And it was no, like this isn't right. You can't do it. You have a choice to bring a child's earth side in the most loving, abundant environment. And he was going through some massive health, some massive things on his part that I was like, I want to bring this child into a really loving relationship as well. And some people, they'll have their own thoughts and feelings about it, but I feel like we can leave the space for women to choose what feels best for them, and not to be judgment or have judgment around what they think is right. Cause I know that that's, a really big, intense kind of place within the world of abortion. And there's a lot of hate towards women that have had it. And it's something that I don't, I just followed my intuition and it was very hard. You know, I still think about it every single day. But I know that it was for the right and the most empowered space. I also could feel the soul that was trying to come through me and I knew it wasn't mine. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level of awareness, of body awareness, to feel that. And so I think that's why I was like, whatever's trying to come through me is actually not meant to come through me. Like there's something, like, I don't know what this is because I've never experienced it before. And then the following year, we actually lost another one. And at this point it was an actual indicator of, Brittany, what are you doing? And why are you still in this relationship? Mm. And why aren't you following this inner niggle that's here? And I'm such a loyal person and I wanted to help my partner go through an addiction, and be there. And, my mom went through being an alcoholic. So, and recovering, and I wanted to be that strong, stable person for him, like my dad was for my mom. But it wasn't our journey together. And so the second one, that was actually a relief because I was like, we need to get you help. I can't do this anymore. I've been giving myself completely and there's no exchange of like, you don't want to get better. And I need to leave. Like this, like it was kind of like the spirit just going, hey, I'm here. You're able to get pregnant again. Cause I was worried I wasn't going to be able to get pregnant, but you need to look at your relationship. And like, is this the man that you're supposed to be with? And he's such an incredible, beautiful man. I love him dearly still to this day. And I'm blessed that we have a great friendship. But I took a really big, deep dive into understanding what my womb was. I had a great relationship with it, as I thought I did growing up. But I didn't realize how many conditioned beliefs were still imprinted in that space and what was trying to come through me. And it was a depth of working with women to like truly understand the potency of what we can create in our life and in the potency of truly the intuition of not that linear way, and truly the intuition of like what is actually within us and why are we avoiding the one power center, like the one passageway to like that gives birth, that gives life. Why are we avoiding this? And why are we so shameful and guilty and experiencing all of these emotions that present themselves as then PMS? So I did a lot of deep balancing and cleansing and cutting cords and really detoxifying my body and really trying to understand what was happening. And so I've been experiencing this for the last couple of years. And I'm, at first it was very shocking because I take care of my body so well, you know, I eat incredibly well and I take time for myself, and I had to watch myself going, why me, you know, why, like, I take care of myself, why is this happening to me? And my partner, I manifested my man that is so amazing. Like, mm-hmm. Our worlds just aligned, and I needed to go through everything that I went through to reach this point to meet the man of my dreams, like the one man I knew that I'll be walking the rest of my journey with. And he came into my life, and it was very much like we met and we just both knew, and mm-hmm. I feel so incredibly blessed, and we opened up the space of conceiving. We're just like, we both want to have a child, bring a child into this world, and let's just open up the space. And in June we conceived actually on the near the full moon, mm-hmm. actually a day after my first surgery of the abortion, so the day after, which the timing is very interesting for me. I always come back to this timing of my life, like every, because it was a day after we conceived, and it was the most magical evening together, and we knew it was something special. And then we found out a couple weeks after, and I was very early, and didn't, like, at this point, realize that something that was in a sacred, beautiful, loving environment with family that was so excited to have a kid as well, like to have a grandkid, to have a partner that is just beyond amazing and ready to have a kid and wanting to have a kid and just walking the same path with me, that we would lose a child together. And I surprised him immediately, you know, and we were in ceremony together meditating, and I did this big surprise for him, and I still have the video. It's very not abnormal for me to take videos all the time, so he was like, oh, you're just taking another video. And shortly after, we decided to also share with our parents. And I was so incredibly fearful that I would lose another child, because I've already had two situations, one that I actively chose, and then one that was Mother Nature decided to choose. And again, I was so incredibly scared. It's like I already knew it wasn't going to happen. Mm. Because I worried and worried and worried. And I had to go like, Britt, why are you worrying? You know, coming back to the stillness and checking in with myself, being like, you are so healthy. You've been taking your, you know, all, like, you've been nurturing this space for 2 years now. You've been nurturing it nutritionally to also prevent something like this, like structurally to happen. You know, you've been doing all of the work, and why are you worrying so much? But it was as if literally my womb was saying, this isn't going to last. And we still chose to tell our parents, and we surprised them, and I was excited, you know, because we're like, no, let's not feed into this worry. We're excited, like, you're strong, you're healthy, you know, making sure that the thoughts are within the vibration of what you want, because now at this point, I never felt a deep sense of purpose in my life like I did. Everything I touched or did was at a depth of ceremony and blessing and purpose than I had ever imagined. The depth of perception that I was experiencing and purpose and alignment, and I was just so incredibly excited to also bring forth a little child and with a partner that is so amazing, that literally is aligned with the way all of my rituals that I wanted to do in my home birth, and that there needs to be this and that, and just this different way of birthing a child. Like, it was just so synchronized, and we surprised our family, and he ended up going away, and then I was by myself. And he was out 2 hours at work with his brother and his dad, and I woke up and I was like, I didn't want to get out of bed because I knew what happened. And it felt like my life crumbled underneath me. Everything, like absolutely everything, was gone. And it opened up a space of ancestral healing within my womb that I never knew or never like really understood was possible, because I was experiencing emotions and feelings that I knew that weren't mine, but were within my generation, my lineage. And it's taken me until just recently to feel like I'm not just trying to tread above water. I wanted to actually stop everything. Like, I didn't feel like there was anything left for me. I never experienced the depth of depression like I did, and just sadness and grief. And I never felt like I really blamed myself. Like, I know a lot of women will say that they felt like a deep sense of like what did I do to make this happen? Like, and go and repeat kind of like, was it that one coffee I drank that when I didn't know I was pregnant, or that one month glass of wine? But it just unlocked this deep sense of ancestral healing, and a really deep check-in with myself and my business. And I just had to take every moment as is, and to heal my structural body as well. But within this process, I really realized that I've been walking this path now for three years, and there is very little information or very little conscious, empowering movements around miscarriage and abortion. No one's talking about it. I felt alone and isolated. I didn't really understand how to, like, I wasn't understanding how I could actually express these certain emotions that were coming through me. And I didn't want to my partner, because he was already seeing me in this new light of going like, wow, like this is like, he was worried, you know, and I get it. I was worried too for myself, because I didn't think I was going to come out of it. Like, I didn't know what was spiraling and happening to me, but I'm blessed that I have the support and the tools that I've gained to allow me to try to find some ease in it. But there's no conscious empowering movement around miscarriage for women. And I felt so isolated still, you know, because I would talk to someone that, you know, was very close to me, but they've never been through it. And so they only know to the conceptual mind. I've gone through, I feel like, all of them, emotions and feelings and thoughts. And I I now see the wisdom that this little spirit came in to say hello. And I've had some of my community soul sister tribe members say that there's this little angel baby always kind of orbiting around me. And I felt a presence of someone with me. But it's been an unspeakable, almost like it's, you can talk about it, but it's kind of like unspeakable, like the presence of going through that and the emotion and the feeling and the energy. It's like, you don't know until you're presented with it truly.
Mm-hmm. I just want to honor you right now and thank you for sharing. It's really big to share such a vulnerable, tender part of yourself, and yet it's making such an impact. And I know you know that, like, the more that we speak about the unspeakable, the more we normalize it and then create healing.
Yeah. And my partner will be the first to know, we were just at a paint class the other night and I painted a yoni. Like, I was painting a vagina on this canvas with all of these other people. And they're like, what are you? And I'm like, cause I'm just so in, I'm a very passionate person and very like, I'll speak it. Like, I am not afraid to kind of share it how it is. And I feel like that is such a blessing in my life, because the deeper that we allow ourselves to go, the more healing we allow someone else to experience, because we aren't alone in this. And our story is what can be that one piece, that one little seed for someone to take their life and to change their situation or to evolve their state of being. I am now, like, anytime I get to talk about yonis or saying the word pussy or saying the word vagina or saying anything structural in that area, I'm like, we need to rise up as women and stop having this shameful, like, oh, you know, your cycle is so incredibly, like, horrible and it's painful and it's supposed to be like that, like the way society has taught us for so many years. And it just, there's a deep calling now that I've witnessed that I've been not sharing it actually enough to provide the space, I think, within my path. But when you are a soulful business and ceremony facilitator, to weave in yoni power is something that I've actually downloaded now how to do. But I needed to witness what I had to, I needed those 3 years to understand where I was going. But we need to talk about it, and it's okay. Yes. Like, it's truly, as much as it's deep and there's still emotion that comes through and sadness, it's okay. And it's taught me so much. And I know that, I know when we're going to have a kid. I do. I already know. I already feel it. And I already see it. And it's just the space, really. Yeah.
Ah, what a powerful way to end here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brittany, so much for your courage, your vulnerability, your depth, your devotion, your walking as living ceremony. It's just magnificent. And I'm so blessed to have this conversation today with you. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So sisters, if you want to learn more about Brittany, you got a free gift for us?
Oh yeah. Okay. So we have, you can find me at Brittany Reed pretty well anywhere. That's my website, on Facebook.
We'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah. And on Instagram, I'm really active on Instagram. The freebie that I have, I'm going to send you, the link. Yeah. Okay. I have a 5-figure flow, and that's really amplifying your income with more flow in your life and more ease and stillness, and how to do that in a fun, strategic way and really aligning what you're wanting to do. So there's that. And I also have a discount code for you for a couple things. So whether it's that it's within business or within more of the stillness and that in between of finding that connection, will get you those things for your tribe.
Great. So sisters, just check out the show notes to get those goodies. Yeah. And just want to have you end on, if I were to give you the megaphone and you were to shout from the rooftops to all the women, what's one thing you would want to leave them with today?
This is a good one. Okay, to share the one thing is love your vagina. Like, love it.
Love your pussy, ladies.
Love your pussy. Like, just love it. Love it and express everything. Don't literally express it all. Like, express it all. And don't feel anything less than just expressing. So I guess there's two things, but just love your pussy. That's the biggest thing.
Awesome. Thanks, Brittany. Thank you so much. Thank you, sisters. And we'll see you next time for the next Sistership Circle podcast.